The Hideous Creature Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hey, people, it's showtime!
All right, everybody, it's showtime.
All right, everybody, it's showtime.
Now take your position. It's showtime.
Hey, heads up, everybody. It's showtime.
Oh, it's time!
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Here we go, showtime.
Okay, fellas. Showtime.
Okay, it's showtime.
Okay, all right. It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
All right, guys. Showtime.
Hey, guys. Showtime.
All right, showtime.
All right, showtime.
Hey, showtime.
Showtime, kid.
Let's bring it in. It's showtime, right?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
First, I soften you up. It's showtime.
All right, Barry. It's showtime.
It's showtime, Phil.
It's showtime, baby.
It's showtime, baby.
It's showtime, folks.
City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internets. The date is Saturday, July 9th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Patrick.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show, episode number 148. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet.
Thanks, guys.
Patrick, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did having the 4th of July on a Wednesday fuck your week up?
Yeah, actually, it totally fucked my week up.
Okay.
It felt like a stunted little growth of joy in the middle of a banal.
You're spitting all over the place, you drunk bastard.
I'm not drunk. I'm just, it sucked.
You just spit because you're sober?
I'm just spitting because I have a lot of saliva in my mouth, dumbass. You've never actually seen me speak in person? I spit all the time. You're just a good fucking 4 feet away from me.
Now I know. I thought your breath was bad. I didn't know why I had this social gap.
It fucked my whole week up. It made me feel like, hey, I have a day of rest. Now I got to go back to work. And now it's like, now I'm even more tired than I was if I'd just done my diligence and my duty and worked all week.
Everybody I've talked to said that it fucked their week up. And that they thought that every day was a different day of the week, which always just sucks. It did me. And you know what? I was smart. I just decided to take a lot of days off.
Yeah, you're smart.
But other people aren't.
What'd you work,
as smart.
Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, I worked Monday, Tuesday.
Decided, and then you're done.
Take it off.
I even had Thursday off, and then I had to go to work yesterday. And I was just like, why am I coming to work on a Friday? I'm going to get two more days off. So I was just like, I'm done.
But you know what? I think that my favorite day of the week is Friday. So maybe coming to work and having an extra Friday, two Fridays in 1 week would be better.
No. Fridays are only good when you don't work them.
It sucks.
My favorite night of the week to like go out and like have a good time is Thursday. Always has been.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's like, oh, the weekend's just about to be here and there's promise there. And I'll get through tomorrow and it'll be no problem. So, like, if I owned a company, I'd be like 4 day weeks, 10 hours a day. Everyone has Fridays off. Unless, you know, we got a lot of workload.
Yeah. Three weeks later, bankrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
No one comes to work.
This is why I don't own a company. I've tried 14 times.
Anyway, from what I understand, everybody that I have talked to has had a horrible, horrible experience with us having a 4th of July and a Wednesday. And from what I understand, I don't remember having a 4th of July on a Wednesday before.
I don't either. That's probably happened in a while.
What other holidays are on the weekends? There's Memorial Day weekend.
That's a Monday.
Okay, yeah. Right. So the whole weekend's off. So you get to start having fun on Friday.
Right.
And what are the other ones? Labor Day weekend. Is that on that's on a Monday as well.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Monday thing seems to work really well.
Or a Friday thing. If, like, Christmas comes on a Friday, that's always nice.
Right.
Thanksgiving never does.
And Halloween, you don't get to take days off for.
No.
Although I think they should. I think we should mandate that.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're mandating shit, let's just take 4th of July, which, if you think about it, is the most important holiday as an American, and should probably have Friday and Monday off.
Right. But what happens if it comes on a
Tuesday? No, it doesn't. It just doesn't.
It just, what happens?
It's called 4th of July weekend.
Or week, because if it happens on a Tuesday, you want to take all week off.
No, no, it doesn't. It happens on a Saturday. But it has like a splash effect.
This isn't making any sense.
No, it does, if you think about it. Okay, fine. Then 4th of July Monday.
Well, next year, 4th of July will fall on a Friday.
No, 4th of July Friday?
Yeah.
4th of July Friday. That works.
Next year, you get it. 2013, 4th of July will be on a
Finally,
Friday.
Something goes my way.
Yeah, there you go. So you'll have 3 days off without interruption, and everyone can just not complain about it.
I appreciate it, Patrick. So I went and did some super sleuthing to see like what kind of money Americans spent on the 4th of July 2012.
Really?
Yep. And I bet you're chomping at the bit.
To know what Americans spent their money on and how much money they spent? Fuck yes, I am.
And how we're in a deficit.
Oh, fuck yes, I do.
All right. So Americans on popsicles. Should I say...
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, you'll take popsicles. A guess and I'll tell you.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to say...
And it's not hundreds of thousands. It's millions. So
okay.
Pop.
Okay. I'm going to say for popsicles, it's $1.5 million.
$111 million. That was close.
No, it wasn't. It was off by like fucking $110 million.
Yeah, if you're in the millions, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Lighter fluid.
Oh, lighter fluid. I'm going to say $3
million. Nope. $94
million. What?
You're way off on that.
Yeah. Okay. I just got to add a zero to all these things.
All right. Hamburgers.
Hamburgers, we spend about $110 million.
$193.
Wow. I'm still off.
Dips, so I guess that would be ranch and like
salsa,
yeah, all that shit.
Oh, I'm gonna say $213 million.
63.
I have no
remember. I'm never gonna have you in my cabinet when I'm voted for a dictator.
Department of fucking math. Is not
charcoal.
Me. Charcoal. I'll say $42 million.
$111 million.
Jesus Christ.
Mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard.
$999 million.
$203 million.
$203 million on the top three condiments of this country.
Yeah, soda pop.
Can we just jump back for a second to ketchup, mayonnaise, and mustard?
Yeah, don't you already have that in your fridge? Just pull the old stuff out.
Well, you're having barbecue, so you need more. But I'm thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if mayonnaise was blue? I mean, if mustard was blue, because then you could have the red, white, and blue condiments.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I love you so much that I would love to get on that bandwagon, but
you can't.
That's stupid. Nobody wants blue mustard. Nobody wants to eat anything blue unless it's blueberry themed.
How many of those people eat like watch science fiction and want to eat something that's blue? Because aliens eat blue shit or they have blue blood. I'm being right. If you marketed a mustard that you only sold around July or late June that was like, hey, it's 4th of July, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, red, white, and blue, this is where we need to put our money. This is the future.
You know what? I will give it to you that people would buy blue
mustard.
Of
course they would. They would not spend, what, fucking $200
million?
$203, but we could probably get like a $3 million market out of that, just the blue mustard alone.
I hate the idea of it, but I think you're right.
How about if we just made a squeeze bottle that had ketchup, mustard, and mayo, and the mustard was blue, but they couldn't see it because we hit it in an opaque container, but when they sprayed it out, it was red, white, and blue, and they'd be like, buy June and Pat's fucking secret awesomeness of 4th of July patriotism sauce. It would be rad. We can make money on that.
I think
all we have to do is like
No. I think that the blue mustard would go well. You got to have your red, your
and the white. We got the mayonnaise. It's like the McRib. You only like whip it out like once or twice a year and then
right, and then it's over. And it has an expiration date that lasts from the 4th of July to the 5th of July. Right. And then it goes bad.
And it goes bad.
You're like, "Ah, shit." And then on eBay you see like 2012 mustard. Woo! Man, you remember that? And it's like 2050.
We can make new bottles every year, so they're collector's items. We can be doubling our money right there.
Yeah. What?
This is how we're going to make
what
money.
What would you have on the bottle, though? It wouldn't be Obama.
No, it would not be an Obama. I think
it'd
it would
be American Eagle eating an Al-Qaeda flag.
I think it would be Nathaniel Hale punching a rooster. I think that would be good, just like punching a rooster.
All right. So in Soda Pop,
oh,
how much money?
I say $418 million.
$101 million.
That's it?
Right. Okay, watermelon.
Wait. Ketchup and mustard beat Soda Pop?
Yeah. Well, you figure you got to have condiments, which doesn't make sense. Again, you have that shit in your fridge. Just bring the old shit out.
Right.
And then, whoop-a-doo, on the 5th of July, you're like, fuck, and finally that mustard. The mayonnaise has been sitting there for 2 years. You
right.
get a new one.
It's gone.
And that could be one of the things that you leave at the party.
Right.
Like the bush. Or the, you know, the bush light.
Yeah.
You just leave that shit there.
You're only 100.
Bad,
what was soda?
Kids. Huh?
What was soda? 100 and what?
101 million.
That's it? Wow. Yes. I would have thought it was like high. Maybe we're getting into more nutrition conscious America.
All right. How about a watermelon? America loves a watermelon. Did you have any watermelon?
I did not. I'm going to say 26 million.
$167 million.
Jesus Christ. I cannot speculate.
Chips.
112 million.
92.
That's the closest I've
You're
been.
Horrible at this game.
I am horrible at speculation.
Will you really give a real assumption?
I'm giving.
Because we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
I've been
the good
giving
stuff.
Them, and I'm wrong.
Lettuce, tomatoes, relish, and onions.
I'm going to say 114 million.
Ah, 161.
That's also close. I'm getting closer, though.
It's very close.
By 50 million.
Mm-hmm. Super close. It's
pretty close.
All right. Beer. 2012, 4th of July, how much beer was sold in the United States?
For 4th of July weekend,
yes.
I'm going to say $676 million.
$341.
That's almost like half.
I know. I was like thinking that's how much we drink on the show a year.
Yeah, totally.
All right, and the big kit and caboodle. America, 2012, 4th of July weekend, how much was spent on fireworks?
Ooh. It's hard because so many states have their different laws.
It doesn't matter. You people go wherever the fuck they want to get the big bangers.
I'm going to say $175 million.
$600 million.
We're in the wrong business.
Well, we are in the wrong business.
We have to work, what, a month out of our life, and then we're done?
I never thought about that.
Like,
that's why those, you know what? That's why all the firework carts are set up like shanty towns.
Yeah.
They're just like, sell it and out.
And
goodbye.
Sell it
goodbye.
Now and all of her stockpiles when Celine Dion shows up into town and she needs some fireworks for a big fucking show by the river or Cirque du Soleil. We can just fucking give them our shit that didn't sell last year. We need to be in the fireworks making business.
Okay. Next year, you and me. But you're right. You're right. We should get into the big money.
That's $600 million, man.
Just sell dynamite. No one's going to know. It's dynamite.
Those are called M80s, aren't they?
No, those are M80s. Dynamite. I'm full sticks of dynamite. And just see what happens. Some 8-year-old kid's like, how much dynamite you want? He's like, four sticks of dynamite.
Lindy told me a story. His neighbors were just throwing M80s into fires. Like, outside of his house, like, there was a vacant lot. And he just kept hearing these booms. And he just saw that there were these people throwing, like, they had a little bonfire. And they were throwing M80s in there. And then when they blow up, there's like all this like fireball and carnage, like setting shit on fire.
Right.
And he had to yell at him. And I'm like, you and I need to market those dumbasses who will just spend more money on like M80s or dynamite. Like, hey, here's not an M80, it's an M89.
Well, they have the M80s, M100s, M1000s.
Let's make our own ones.
Just sell a stick of dynamite.
Right.
It's inevitably going to come to that.
Right.
Because I remember M80s back in the 70s being the shit. Like, oh my God, somebody had a bunch of M80s. And then, you know, 5 years down the line, somebody's like, oh, I got an M1000. It's about time that the stick of dynamite was just sold to somebody. Boom!
All we have to do is put, like, make it look like a candy cane. Bow. Call it, like, an M9000.
Look over there! That's an eagle! Bow. U.S.
Hey.
Did you have a good fourth, though?
It was fine. How was yours?
I got a little tipsy.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I got a little tipsy.
Why don't we do a movie madness?
This is going to be stupid. I thought you liked that guy. He just pretended to be my friend, Joel. If you're scared, you can go home.
All right.
Joel! I'm sorry, okay? Perry fucked me up.
How?
He said he'd help me, and then he just fucked me up, okay? Joel, just this once, please.
God damn it.
Did you do this?
No, this is SF Dave.
It smelled like an SF Dave.
Did it?
Yeah. It sounds artsy.
Is SF Dave known for his artsy films?
I think he's a little artsy fartsy.
I like how you said artsy fartsy because I haven't heard that since my mom said it.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay.
Perry, it worked.
That's wonderful.
No, I didn't think it would be like this. Can you put it back or something?
Your subconscious has taken its course.
Please, I really feel crazy.
Stick with it, Justin. Call on your power animal for help.
Power animal?
I need another one.
Well, hold on. Let me tell everybody what's listening that might not know. We do a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick chooses a movie. In this case, one of our friends, SF Dave, chooses a film and plays clips throughout the show, and we try to guess what the clip is. The fun part is you at home can also play along.
How did you fall in love?
God, I don't know, Justin.
When he hurt his knee, though, right?
Well, he was sort of an asshole before he did. But I was a brat, too. I let everybody believe I was so upset because he wasn't going to play anymore. But I kind of think that's when I fell for him. It's nice to be needed.
I have no idea. I'm completely in the lurch.
I know what this movie is.
You have it?
Yep. I know what this movie is.
Is it artsy fartsy?
For you?
For me? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
They might as well be speaking in a foreign language. Because you are like Clash of the Titans, dude. You like
what?
Any
no,
superhero
no,
movies?
No.
I'm joking. I don't know if you saw it.
I don't know if I saw it. It debuted.
It's like one of those things like cons. Awesome selection, jury prize. Like, it's one of those movies. It's like everyone loved it, and, you know, and some really awesome people are in it. I'm pretty sure I know what this movie is. I
can't wait to
it.
Hear another clip.
You want to hear another one now?
No. We forgot to mention that Jenny's not here this week. Do you maybe people got that?
Well played, sir. Well, quick on the draw.
Jenny is going to be probably kind of aloof for the next little bit, considering that the Parasite's about to come.
Parasite's coming, and everything will go well with that.
Yes.
It's going to go well.
You know what's going to go really well, though, Patrick?
What?
Smoking in the studio.
You know what? I feel like we're betraying her a little bit, you know? And
oh, that's good. That is good, rich, unparasitical fun.
But she's doing good.
She is. She's doing well.
Miss her. You miss her.
I do too.
I miss her.
She's taken the pre-baby parade on across the states. She's going to see her mom. She's going to be in Montana. Then she's going up to Seattle to see BT's folks and all that stuff.
So she'll be in your town near Tallahassee. She's traveling up to Roanoke, Virginia.
Come rub the belly for only one American dollar. Move along. Move along next.
Yeah.
She's doing good. She's going to take some time off. If we can get her here, we'll get her here. But unfortunately,
we're going to get her done.
We're going to see what happens. But I was thinking, because she's preggers and she's established married and everything. And you and I being such single available bachelors that we should maybe go over some terms, a.k.a. pickup lines, that maybe we could use to find our significant other.
Let's not delude ourselves. You and I are both catches. That's what my mom would say. We're both catches. We are.
Yeah.
And how...
Some would say damaged goods.
Some would say carrying baggage.
I was just thinking of a pickup line. Maybe, hey, I'm just looking for somebody to change me. help me change into a better me.
I think I saw like a Cameron Crowe movie where that was actually uttered. Help me change into a better me.
So what we did is we asked our friends, we went out to pubs and asked some randoms, what are some good pickup lines? And we came up with a whole batch of them. And we're going to run them over. See what maybe sticks, see what maybe doesn't stick.
Doesn't stick.
All right. So let's go over some lists. And I was thinking, should I hit on you or should we just say them? Or you
just
hit on
say
me?
Them. Say them and we get to good ones.
Okay.
We'll try them out.
Okay. So we got one of the first ones we have is, I thought about you when... Please take it in the best spirit it's intended for.
Okay.
The first one we have is, it's not a beer belly. It's just a fuel tank for a love machine.
Oh, I could use that one.
Do you think that would go over?
Yeah, you can't open.
Should we rate them?
You can't open with that one, though. That's not something you could open it with. It would be like, now it's like, hello, ladies, how are you?
Hello, ladies. Both of you, we have to establish this first, that Patrick and I are not the kind of people that necessarily hit on girls in bars.
I am all the time. It's not working out. So this is like, this is self-improvement right now. All right, so ladies, how are you?
It doesn't work. Does it? It doesn't work. Do you think, hold on a second, I hate to burst the bubble here, but do pickup lines actually work?
I haven't even gotten to be able to use this isn't a beer belly line, so already you're shooting me down. Hello, ladies, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm thinking of hitting the gym. See this like right here? I'm a little worried about that. I don't know what to do with it.
You got a little pudge there, Patrick.
I don't call it a beer belly. I call it the fuel tank for the love machine. No, that's not going to happen.
No, that doesn't happen.
God, who thinks this shit works?
I don't know. The next one we have is, hey, baby, you've got something on your butt. My eyes. Let's just say work or not.
That does not work.
That works. I think it totally works.
Fair enough. Let's move on.
All right. Next one we have is stop, drop, and roll, baby. You're on fire.
That does not work.
I don't think that one works.
I can't think about it for
a minute. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of women that may be into firefighters. If you have the firefighter uniform on, I think anything works.
Okay, anything. It's like, all you have to do is like, you know, I was there when the second tower collapsed. You're going to get laid.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, that's what a good pickup line is. Show up in a firefighter costume and be like, everyone's looking at you. Just turn your head and go, I was there when the second tower fell.
Yeah, you get laid for sure.
You get laid.
If you're not, though, you get beat up. All the dudes in the bar get to beat you up.
It just happens that in Portland, there's like a New York Fire Department convention. They're like, dude, what local are you in? We're kicking your ass. Yep. That would be your and my luck.
Next one we have is, girl, if you were a fly, I'd be all over you because you're the shit. Oh, I think that'll work. Right? That's good. That's gold.
Okay, let's try it. You give it to me.
All right, girl, if you were a fly, I'd be all over you.
Suck a big fat cock.
Wait.
Suck a big fat cock.
You're the shit?
Suck a big fat cock.
I think if it fucks up, you have to finish it in a question.
Yeah.
Because you're the shit?
Suck a big fat cock.
Because you're the shit?
Suck your own little cock.
You're the shit, though?
Little man.
Aren't you the shit?
Walk back there.
Not the shit?
Walk back there.
Who's your other?
What kind of car do you drive?
Who's your other dumpy friend? She's got to be desperate.
Oh, this is my new pickup line. You walk up to like two women that are sitting having a drink, and you go like, "Hey, look, it's cute girl and fucking overbite." That's mine.
What's overbite doing tonight?
And then that pisses cute girl off.
Overbite need a drink,
but neither of them knows which one is cute girl and which one's overbite, so they're gonna fight for it. Right.
There's a couple given to us in the nerd
category.
The nerd category. Thank you. And one of them is, your mouth says shields up, but your eyes say a hull breach is imminent.
That might work at Comic-Con. Comic-Con, that might work, though.
Oh, that worked at Comic-Con, maybe. Because there's only three girls there that are with their dads.
San Diego 2013. We're right. Going.
Another nerd one. You. Me. Here. This couldn't be any better if I programmed it in the holodeck myself.
That one totally works.
I think that works.
That one. Oh, my God.
If it doesn't work.
Oh, she has no soul.
She's a prude.
Oh, my God. She's like.
She's
I like
Mormon.
I like Chief O'Brien.
All right. We have one more nerd. Earth women, prepare yourself to be boarded. The voice doesn't help. Should I do it in a sexy voice?
I don't think that anyone other in that voice would actually say that to a human creature.
Earth women, prepare to be boarded.
Ooh, I like that, though, actually. My concept to you is totally blown. Like, wow.
Earth Can women, you... prepare to be boarded.
Wow, I'm ready. I'm ready for your plank to get into my space talk right now.
I also have a new theory that when you do a chicken call after everything, it makes you even more hot. Is that wrong?
Nope, you're completely right.
Keep working. I think you're wrong. Do you need a drink? Jaeger?
God, if women could have boners, I'd have 9 of them now.
All right, the next one we have is... Hey. Cool down. Just want you to know, if a fat man puts you in a bag at night, don't worry. I told Santa, you're what I want for Christmas. No, the cock? No chicken?
Okay.
Or does that not work?
All right, no. Now I want to ask you, because you got some more going on. You have some more queued up?
Do.
Okay, I want to do, what happens to the dude who could be listening to the show and listening to us for advice of what to say?
Like some preteen?
God rest his soul, yes.
And don't listen to the show, preteen. It's above you. You're better than this.
What's going to happen when he tries these lines and the girl already knows? Because I knew that one. So let's, like, you give me the next one, and I will try to cut you off as the girl. Like, yeah, this shit's not going to work.
All right.
And how do I
deal with it as a professional?
How does our average, ordinary layman listener deal with that? All let's right. try it.
Ready? Polar yep. bear. Polar bear. Are you deaf and stupid? I said polar bear, bitch.
What are you, polar bear what? Are you trying to break the ice?
See, the macaque works, right? You just throw that in there.
But did I get the right thing?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Because seriously, we've all heard these before. Do these actually fucking work?
All right, the next one we have is, you must be Jamaican.
Why?
Because you Jamaican me crazy.
That one I like.
I like that
one's just so...
That's good. Especially if you had an umbrella drink.
Oh, I'd like to say it also to a girl who's, like, paler than a ghost. Like, she's, like, whiter than Casper.
See, I like to hit the dreadlock girls with that one.
Oh. Oh, that's also a compliment. It's a compliment, and then you're funny.
Right. The next one we have is, people call me June, but you can call me anytime.
The slow burn on your weird chicken noise was the thing that...
I think that the rooster call established me as an alpha male.
Yeah, it does. The cock of the walk,
right,
kind of.
That's right.
You know, you're strutting, you're showing your feathers. You're ready to fucking gouge somebody's eyes out with your beak.
I have no idea if that will work, but from Wait, now do it, on
do it again,
it's going
to have
to work. Which one?
The fucking... Do the one that you just let in.
People call me June, but you can call me anytime.
I'm sitting there going, what? But then you give me the chicken noise, and I'm like, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to chuckle.
Right. And then
why
I
don't
do,
you have
I
a drink?
Do the,
don't
my
do,
feathers up
don't
do,
do the
one of
the,
around the bar.
That would not be a wise, prudent. That would not be wise.
My favorite one, and you don't need the rooster after this one, is... Are those space pants? Because your ass is out of this world. And that would work.
No, it wouldn't.
That would work.
If you did that to a girl and then you were like, hey, listen, like, how'd you guys meet? June's like, well, I said this to her. I'd be like, get her away from you.
Those are some of the ones that we got from our friends. But I'm wondering, Patrick, if you've ever used the line that worked.
I haven't.
I don't think you're a one-liner.
I am not. But I did ask. I sent some texts out to my friends, and I only got one that I was like, maybe I could use. And this is just for me. This is my own little personal cachet. It's not funny. But I'd like to walk up to a woman at a bar, tap her on the shoulder, or just, you know, and then she goes, yeah? Like, and then go, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. You are the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. God, I hope Nancy doesn't get her period before me. Gretchen already got it, and if I'm the last, I'm going to die. Please, God, help me find out which boy I should put on my boy
list. What if she just, she duty bloomed you and, like, recited the last paragraph?
Guess what? You are totally invited to the wedding, and you're going to be a bride's groom. Like,
sweet.
You are. Like, seriously.
So.
That's how I'm going
to
meet.
Is Judy Blum still alive? She could come,
yeah,
too.
Oh, she can come
too. I wonder how many weddings she had to go to.
I moved to Portland. I thought it was Judy Blum who grew up here, but it was Beverly Cleary, and I fucked that up geographically. So now it's like, I want, like, if I, like, I think that's good because someone's like, I've read that book. I think it's smart. I think it's funny.
Well, being a man about town, somebody that likes the ladies. Okay.
Stop doing that. Stop doing it.
My favorite one is, and this always, I try to do it sober, but it always works after, you know, a couple drinks and you're at the table and you find someone that you kind of hitting it off with. You could just go, you should probably come back to my house. It's my cat's birthday.
That's it?
Chicks love cats, man.
wait.
And they like to celebrate parties.
I missed this. You sprung this on me too quick. So you and me are sitting at a bar. We've been having a conversation for a little while. Like, the ice is already broken.
Right.
This is how you get them back. It's like, oh, you're so funny.
Yeah, I like you too. You should come over to my house. It's my cat's birthday.
I really
it's my cat's birthday.
I should wake up early in the morning.
It's a man's world, bitch. It's my cat's birthday. You're coming over.
I do like cats.
Driving? You like Twix? I got a bunch of Twix left over from the holidays.
It's just turning really surreal, like, kind of pedophilic.
I don't know.
All right, it's my cat's birthday works. Have you ever used that on somebody?
In theory.
I'm usually like, hey, do you want to see my auto harp?
No, the cat's birthday works.
I guess so.
So why don't we try it?
All right.
I propose a man test to you, Patrick. You have to try one of these crappy lines. And I, you know what? I dare you to invite a lady over to your house because it's your cat's birthday. And I'll tell you. They love it. They love
cats.
Do I have to get
little
hats?
No, that's
the thing. You can elaborate and go, there's a little cat pinata and some cat hats and there's some, you know, cat noisemakers. It's awesome. There's meowie wowie over there. It's going to be brilliant. It's my cat's birthday.
Do I seriously, like, when I bring
don't,
it back?
Don't say no.
Do I have to actually have,
just
like,
don't
little
say no.
Cats?
No, hats? Because if you do, I'm going to have to invite you to my cat's funeral because I swear to God, he'll kill himself.
That would be the line you use on the lady if you don't come. Can I use the one about the...
Nope, cat's
are those
birthday.
Pants, like, what was it? Are those pants from outer space?
The pants one will work, but after that, you could go into the cat's birthday.
I want to use the shitty ones. I want to use the really shitty ones and see how that happens.
Well,
see what happens.
Then you use whatever you want. Let me know.
All right.
And we're doing
that. Oh, we're going to do it.
Yes, we will.
You're going to use your cat's birthday.
I will, because I think it's funny, and I think that...
It seems to have power for you.
Yeah, well. We just missed its birthday, but we'll pretend. So those are some pickup lines. I hope you guys use them. Maybe use a little bit. Maybe use none. But the cat's birthday, I'm telling you. I think that one's gold. Patrick, you got a movie madness for us?
Nervous?
Something.
It's completely understandable. This isn't a classroom situation. And that's a whole other new thing for you to process. I wish I was bald.
bitch.
Your hair seems fine.
Okay, now you're making it worse.
I'm sorry.
Did you see the girls out there?
Yeah, I saw Renee in the hall.
Okay, go round them up. Bring them in here.
It's a men's room.
That's okay. I'm a teacher.
I don't know.
You want one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. And then we need to do movie fake break. We need to go to the store and get some brewskis.
All right, here's one more.
What's your poison?
Oh. Dope.
What flavor?
I don't know. Everything, I guess.
Welcome to the fucking club. Never met a drug I didn't like.
That sounded familiar. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to jump into a fake break when we come back. We got some douchebags that we're going to reveal to you. We'll be back after this little audio tidbit.
I'd like to meet you, but I'll bet you're hoping for a hunk. And all I've got to offer is sensitivity, intelligence, and charm.
I'm drinking milk, though, and for the next couple seasons, I'll be working out.
Milk's about the best thing I can drink right now to help me build strong arms,
powerful legs, and a broad chest. And when all my work is done, will you love me just for my body?
I can live with that.
Milk, it does a body good.
And we're back.
Break.
Okay, sorry, Patrick, I didn't mean to step on you.
We're back from fake break.
We're back from fake break.
We're back.
For back.
For break freak.
I think that the best thing that I can think of is that because I have no fucking clue what our movie madness is, thank you, SF Dave, you fucking dick. I would like to get another movie madness if I could.
Right away?
Yes. No talking.
Wow.
Let's do it.
It's just happening?
Needs to happen. I gotta have it. Okay.
Justin?
Actually, I agree with Rebecca. I saw this show on Animal Planet about how they were giving depressed male baboons Prozac.
Justin, this isn't agree club. It's debate club. If you had done your research, you'd have the confidence to have an opinion.
God damn, I still don't know what it is. And you have it, right?
I know this movie, yeah. But that's because it's a sad bastard movie.
Son of a bitch. Okay, let's get one more. And then
SF Dave knows me so well.
Let's do this. I want one more, and then we're going to go into our douchebags.
Aren't you just my orthodontist?
I like to think of myself as more than that. Take care, Justin.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Is it obscure? Is it like one of the movies?
It was like an indie film of the aughts.
Of course it was. SF Dave, you can suck it.
I don't want to talk about his email and his wrath for you.
Is he mad at me?
He stopped communicating with me for a while, and he still won't give me his Facebook page.
Well, I know that he hasn't sent me anything. Although I have to give you kudos, SF Dave, for still sending stuff in, and I do appreciate it.
Yeah. Supposedly, he's one of our friends on Facebook, but I can't figure out which one he is.
What? I don't know. I didn't get any of that.
I don't know. I don't really go on Facebook that much.
Well, I know he had a Yahoo email.
He did a long, long time ago, yeah.
All right. Well, SF Dave.
But he's moved up to Gmail
you,
by now.
Thank you very much for sending all these in. We really do appreciate it here on the show.
I like the kiss-ass beard, which he's actually saying that you can't get away from anymore because you insult him and then kiss his ass for a moment.
You know what, though? I like the fact that he gives it back.
He does, and I don't tell
I give
you
him
half
shit,
the shit.
And then
I'm sorry for that, Dave. I don't give
he gives
June,
it back.
I don't call June a fucking dumbass, as you've called him many a times.
It's a love-hate relationship. All right, well, so let's go into Douchebags of the Week for episode 148 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Dateline, Orlando, Florida. I think it sounds better if I do it that way.
Orlando police are searching for a burglar who is behind a rash of bizarre break-ins at apartment complexes. A woman told a local TV station a man crawled into her bed in the middle of the night and struck up a conversation.
I wonder what his pickup line was.
He just walked in and laid in bed with me and started talking to me and having a normal conversation like it was nothing, said the woman, who did not want to be named. The strange crime has happened several times at multiple apartment complexes in the area.
Well, I wonder if unbeknownst to her, he like hooked up her cable for free, fixed her, you know, fixed some stuff around the house.
Put some groceries in her fridge.
Right, right. He's like, oh, you need some chicken nuggets? Boop, little in there. Boop-a-doop. Oh, I see your broccoli's not as fresh as it could be. Whoop-a-whoop. Like hooked her up. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I think he might have. I think there's maybe some of the things that he did before he got into bed because he's pretty tired.
Right.
From not only breaking in, but, you know.
Saint Nick gets tired, too.
Right. He's the Santa Claus of...
He's the Santa Claus of Orlando, Florida. It's in Florida, by the way.
Maybe not.
Did I mention it was in Orlando, Florida?
Maybe not. Yeah, right.
Several women have been victimized by this crime, and they were only frightened. Another woman talked to the TV station, said she expected the burglar to get violent any moment. I don't know if I screamed or if he was going to come out with a weapon. I couldn't see. It was dark. He needs to get caught before it escalates more. Investigators say they believe the man is breaking into East Orlando apartments, but is harming no one, and he is stealing nothing. Maybe he is just like Father Christmas.
He's a fix-it guy.
I'm Mr. Fix-It. Hello. I'm coming to your house.
Just checking your stuff out, then getting sleepy and getting in bed for some small talk.
I hope they catch him. He really needs to get caught because he is a psychopath, said the woman. He comes into my apartment and talks to me like he's a friend of mine in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. That's not a normal person, said one of his victims. She says it like he does it every night.
Right. Like he's been there like 8 times.
Like he comes. Like it happens. It's like old Peter Cottontail. Right. He's going to show up and hop along.
In 1 hour and 6 minutes of Matlock. Boop, he's there.
He had cologne on and he had nice dress slacks on. He's not homeless. Mental issues probably, said another woman. I like how he's like a handy. He's a jack of all trades.
I think he's probably a handyman. You know, maybe there's her Xbox isn't working right and he just gets on there, logs in. Yep, done.
Orlando police want the burglar off the streets because they aren't sure what he'll do next.
He's not a burglar.
Good writing there, fucknut.
He's a helper.
He's been escalating. I was totally started out by robberies and now he's going to women, so obviously he's escalating already. It's only getting worse from there. This is Florida logic.
Well, eventually he's like going to be like breaking into their banks to give them money.
Right. It's going to be like, it's going to be the Robin Hood of all capers. Police are circulating flyers at several apartment complexes, including some local complexes, hoping someone tips them off before another break-in. Does he just have talks with them and then just says, I'm out of here?
Do you like, what's your favorite ice cream? Do you like Chinese food?
That's a very good question.
Do you like to hate it when there's peanuts instead of pistachios? I hate that.
I hate pistachio ice cream. Rum raisin, those are my least favorite.
If you could have one wish in the world, what would it be? Not to have you in my fucking bed, you fucking crazy.
You've never woken up with, like, gone to bed, asleep, and then woken up with someone in your bed? It's actually kind of a nice feeling for a normal person.
Well, that happens after a lot of beers, but...
I mean,
it's kind of predictable.
You've never been like dating somebody and like you go to bed and then they like show up later on. That's like a really nice feeling. Maybe these women should feel honored.
I don't know.
He's just talking to him. It's not like he wants something. He just wants some good conversation.
Maybe he wants a different opinion
about his life choices.
What do you think about Obamacare?
Hey, what do you think?
Obamacare bullshit or not? Is it a tax or what? Come on. Do you have any paperwork on this? Because I'm a little in the cloud about the.
What do you think of these slacks? When I bought them, the girl said that they were really good, but I need another woman's opinion. What do you think of these slacks? Are these nice slacks? These nice dress slacks? I don't like the term dress slacks.
You like pleated or not? Pleated? I kind of like pleated.
I do. Does it work for me? Maybe, you know, I'm 5'8".
It's Scoogies in the nuts.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I think that guy's kind of a dumbass.
There was this dude when I was younger. I was living in New Hampshire. I was living around the University of New Hampshire region. There was this guy. He was called the Panty Cutter. He would
wait. Hold on one sec. Is that real?
Yeah, this is totally real. This happened around like 97, 98. He would actually sneak into women's apartments, not like dorm rooms, but like women that were living kind of off campus. He would break into their house and cut with a knife their panties off.
How did you know it was a knife? Maybe it was
scissors.
And leave
because the women, like, he didn't do anything to them. The women that, like, had this happen to him would testify to the police. And it happened, like, five times.
But, again, was it a knife or was it scissors?
I think it was a knife. It could have been scissors. He would cut their fucking panties off. Does it really matter? And then leave. Like, out the window, like fucking Jack Sprite. Woo!
I just think, like, what kind of, what do you get out of that? Like,
ha-ha! That's what you would do.
Maybe he's, like, one of the people that works for Victoria's Secrets. He's like, you know, and he sells panties on the side.
You're the fucker who would have one night stands to steal condiments out of fridges. You should be able to get into the psychology of this fucking weird, twisted people who have conversations with women in random beds in Orlando, Florida.
But I never broke into anybody's house.
That's true.
Although I have a weird story.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a girl I was seeing once.
Did she want to do the fake rape thing?
I don't know. No, I don't think she was like that. But I lived on the third story of this house, and she climbed all the way up the outside of the house and snuck into my bedroom. And when I woke up, she was standing there like the Colossus with her, like, just standing above me, like my torso's in the middle and her left leg and her right leg are on the other side. And she's like, "Are you sleeping?" And I woke up.
Was she standing on your bed?
Yeah, she was standing on my bed. And
just towering over you.
Yeah, and it really scared me.
Did you guys end up having sex after that?
No.
What happened to her? What was this chick's name?
I told her I was like 20-something. But I went, "You can stay the night, but nothing's going on." Because in my head, I'm like, we got to cut it off, but...
Okay, because
in my 20-year-old head, I'm thinking this is the way to curb it is to let her sleep in the house. But she had given me this ring, and for the next I don't know how long, she kept asking me for this ring that I lost.
Oh no!
And so
were you thinking about cutting it off before this evening, or was it because she came up three stories that's when it?
I think that's when it happened.
That's when it dawned on you.
Actually, I was very scared. Because she basically broke into my house and was, like, standing on top of me.
Look at you. You hate romantic comedies, don't you? You hate Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks because you don't actually understand love.
No, it freaked me out. I was actually very scared.
You could have been a pilot.
She could have, like, done something horrible, like...
Cut your dick off.
Taken all my CDs or something. At the time, that was very precious.
But this happened in your 20s, and then you eventually got rid of her.
Well, yeah, and then what was weird is I think she went crazy on somebody else, and eventually, because I was so afraid to tell her that I had lost the ring that she gave me, and that was like her point to keep coming back.
Do you have my ring?
And I was like, I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is.
Where's my ring?
I don't know where it is.
Where's my ring?
I don't know where it is.
I want my ring.
I was in the shower.
I'm not going to leave it alone until I get a ring.
It's in there somewhere.
Where's my ring?
God damn it.
Where's my fucking ring?
I had soap on it last time I saw it. And eventually, I had to just... like tell her I lost the ring, and it was weird. Like, she just goes, "Okay." After I told her I lost the ring, she goes, "Okay."
But you know, if she would told her that earlier, she would have snapped.
I don't know. I have no idea. It was. I think it was the one and only time I've been scared of, like I don't want to say she was like a stalker or anything.
Where do you think she is now?
I don't know.
You haven't run into her?
No, I never run into her before. She kind of fell off. I think she's like one of those girls that gets crazy and then gets into somebody else that's crazy.
And then goes back to their parents or her parents.
I don't know.
Ends up in like Malibu at a rehab center.
It was pretty freaky though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know what really happened to that ring. If maybe she stole it. Because if she got into my apartment that one time, she could have got in there like...
Did you wear the ring when she gave it to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wore tons of rings at the time. I was like
You were like a pirate.
I was a pirate. And
you wore nice blouses.
But it was a cool ring.
Skin tight things into fucking tucked over leather boots.
In the 90s, the spoon rings were cool, and she had a Celtic spoon ring she gave me, and I wore it.
What the fuck is a spoon ring?
It's a ring that was made out of a spoon. You know, the I'm not making this sexual, the shaft of the spoon, they would cut it and like bend it and you'd have a ring. You'd have two rings.
Sorry, I missed the 90s then.
I don't know if she actually came in there and stole it just to get attention. It was weird. It was really weird, really scary. And that was like the only kind of stalker thing I ever had.
You're lucky then.
Did I tell you that was three stories tall and she climbed the outside of the building to get in there? It's like fucking Batman.
That's kind of romantic, man.
No, it's not. It's not romantic. You know what would be romantic is if I invited her into the house. What else you got, Patrick?
I got a story. Dateline, Cobb County, Georgia. I like saying Dateline.
Are these both Florida?
No, one's in Georgia, one's in Florida. They have a border that separates the two. It's called Georgia.
It's called sobriety.
A Cobb County man blamed the late afternoon heat for needing to expose himself in public. Marvin Dwayne Bollock, who is 51. Oh, so he doesn't know any better. He's just a young egg. Was spotted with his pants pulled down Sunday afternoon in a McDonald's restaurant. At the McDonald's restaurant and bus stop at the intersection of US 41 and Bell's Ferrier Road near Marietta, Georgia. When I asked the accused why he did have his pants down exposing himself to the public, he advised that he was hot, the arrest warrant states. It was hot outside, but likely much cooler in jail where Bollock was taken following his arrest.
Is that what they wrote?
Yes. Bollock was charged with public indecency, a misdemeanor, and booked into the Cobb County Jail shortly before 4 p.m.
The heat is crazy in this country right now.
It is. And you've had ball chafe, right? Like you're working in a restaurant and you get sweat and it's coming down and all of a sudden it just starts burning. Like every step feels like agony. You feel like Christ with a fucking crucifix and being whipped. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You fucking need to drop your drawers sometime.
No. What you do is put the Arctic Gold Bond on your balls and just get over it.
You know what I love? You know what is the best thing I have? It's like getting in somebody's car in the passenger seat with air conditioner and like cranking the air conditioner and just like wearing shorts and lifting your legs up and having that vent blow right down there. It's sweet Arctic brilliant relief. It's just like, oh, this is what heaven is like all the time. It's just beautiful.
I could imagine.
But this guy couldn't. I mean, he's in Marietta, Georgia.
Wait. Hold on. What I'm saying is that, like, the heat will make people crazy. I don't think we'd take our pants off.
No, but
sometimes it gets fucking hot, and people, I don't think
they
that
get
during,
snappy.
And this isn't the first thing that we're going to hear about this heat wave of people getting naked, because heat makes people fucking crazy, and if you're dumb and you're hot, you're going to go fucking extra weird. And naked's the next thing you're going to do.
It's going to get back to nature.
Right. Especially if you're not anywhere near water.
That's hard because you don't get that ocean breeze or that lake breeze coming off.
It's called the trade.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Trade.
Is that a...
Trade winds.
Yeah. I read about that one time in 10th grade.
What I'm saying, though, again, is watch in the future. It's going to happen. There's going to be more stories about people getting naked and people getting crazy because the heat wave right now is pretty intense. I mean, we have it pretty lucky right now. What, we're 85?
Yeah.
What, we're like 102 in the studio.
Our heat waves are like 96, and it lasts for like 3 days.
And you can go to the river, jump in.
You put on some fans.
Done. Don't get crazy.
You're in Georgia. That's like swamp heat.
Right. That's the humidity there has got to be pretty crazy. I don't think getting naked though maybe it will help. I don't know. Maybe this guy's got something.
Maybe his balls are just extra hot. They're like Cajun fries.
He's got Cajun balls.
He's got Cajun fries. Come to Applebee's.
Cajun balls. These balls got a head.
You know what?
Real fucking wind on.
You know what? If Chili's was good, they'd get this guy as a spokesperson. My balls are so hot, I gotta pull my pants down. That's how hot the fucking fries are. Chili's.
Really?
So what we got for douchebags of this week on episode 148. Is we have Mystery Man, man of all dreams, who sneaks into your bed at night for some sparkling conversation.
What are you doing?
Hey, how do you feel?
You like stuff?
About seahorses. We got that guy, Charmer. And then we got 51-year-old dude in Georgia who's just like, it's hot.
It's hot.
And I don't pull shit for no
man. I gotta let this guy go. It's hot.
It's hot. And he just pulls down his pants and exposes himself. It's fucking hot.
Again, one sec. If it's not a boner, it's not sexual. If he's throwing his pants down and there's no, he's not sporting a wood.
I don't agree with that.
It's not sexual, so it shouldn't be a crime.
What if he just woke up and needed to take a piss and he had, like, he was really hungover and he had that, like, hungover hard-ass boner? You've had those before where you're so drunk the night
right,
before.
Right, where is that going to happen, though? In your house or in your tent?
No, maybe you woke up, like, on the side of fucking
he
Route
didn't,
41.
Though.
What are you saying? He ordered some McRibs and then fucking took his pants off?
Now you're taking it to a different place. I'm telling you. If there's no boner, it's not a sexual thing.
It is probably not. He's just crazy.
He's hot. And he's crazy. And a bunch of Americans are crazy right now.
And he wants something America. From people. He wants to be noticed.
Yeah.
America. Number four.
See me. Feel me. Touch me.
Those are your douchebags of the week for episode 148 of the Hideous Creature Show. So we're coming to the end of another episode.
Do you want to end up? You want to end Movie Madness?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I jumped to conclusion.
You did.
You look different.
Nice tie.
Debate team. I've been meaning to call you. I owe you an apology.
I've been meaning to call you too. I wanted to thank you.
Really?
I was lost in a cloud of hippie psychobabble. You helped bring me back down to
earth. Got it!
I've rewritten my whole philosophy of life. Found new answers to my questions.
Yeah, me too.
There's no try. There's only do.
God damn it, I thought I had it. It's not Thank You for Smoking, is it?
This movie is not Thank You for Smoking.
Son of a bitch.
We already did Thank You for Smoking.
I just play another one. Fucking A.
Imagine you're on a path. You're deep in the forest. A shaft of light illuminates a wild animal. This is your power animal. See it. Study it. I want you to call on your power animal. Call it now.
Come here.
Do it in your mind.
I've been.
Hey, little fella. You like waffles? Because that's what we're having for breakfast. All right, one more.
You want one more?
Yeah.
Until there's a reveal on this
Please.
One? All right, because I got a lot of them.
Justin, do they teach you about the subconscious at school?
A little.
Ever heard of subconscious pressure, involuntary behaviors?
Like a serial killer?
Perhaps. Justin, all of us carry a certain weight, a weight we don't recognize. Some of us have heavy loads.
In our minds?
Yeah, a force from inside. We don't know its name, but it makes us do things. Things we don't like to admit.
All right, officially this movie sucks. Who is that?
That's Keanu Reeves.
Will you reveal, you fucking
yeah,
prick?
I will. This movie's called Thumbsucker.
Thumb. And what about your thumb? Have you been sucking it?
This movie's you've never seen Thumbsucker?
You suck, SF Dave.
Oh, no, fucking officially SF Dave. This thumb is a great suck, movie, SF man. I'm so psyched I got to play this week and beat you on fucking Thumbsucker.
Yeah. We're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. You can contact us on our Facebook, which is, Patrick?
hideouscreatureshow@facebook.com.
Yeah, whatever. Something close to that. Give us a call anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642.
There has been some messages. There have been two thus far on my message machine, and we're going to kick them up and play them. I was thinking of trying to do some techno remix with them, like... they're really good.
I got one the other day that it was a number I didn't know, so of course I didn't answer it.
Right.
But then it called again, and I answered it, and all I heard was, son of a bitch.
And I've got two. I got one. And
so I will never, again, I will not answer anymore.
Just call me, because June actually hasn't heard him. I've been working on him at home, but June actually hasn't heard him. It's going to be great.
All right. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If you use iTunes and you would like to take a few minutes of your precious time to give us a 5-star rating and a little review, it'll help us go up in the ranks and give us some more exposure. Wednesdays is tell a friend about Hideous Creature Show Day, and we had 4th of July.
I told two people.
Did you?
Yep, I did. I told this guy, he was really cool. He loves video games. His name's Ellington, told him. There was this other dude who really loved video games too. His name was Riley, told him.
I forgot. And actually, I was in a very...
Did you actually leave your house on 4th of
July?
I did.
I left it. I had a huge bike ride that day.
Oh.
I don't know, like 7-mile bike ride to a 4th of July party, which was great. And then there was Roman candle battles, which was fun.
But you didn't tell anyone?
No. Fuck no. Who cares? Special thanks this week goes out to one Michael Kelly. And do you have anything? You have anybody?
No. I'm all set right this on this week.
All right. Well, super special thanks goes out to everybody that listens to the show. Thank you guys so much. The intro to the show. Ooh, excuse me. The beer's coming back up. What did we do? I forgot.
Wasn't it, it's showtime?
Yeah, it's showtime. Found something on YouTube and played it. The outro this week is going to be...
I think it should be Van Halen 84.
All right. Van Halen 1984, Drop Dead Legs. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, please do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for listening. We love you.
She ain't waiting till she gets older. Her feet are making tracks in the winter snows. She got a rainbow that touches her shoulder. She'd be headed where the thunder rolls. Oh, 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 she got that rhythm. Got that rhythm of the road. Oh, 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 she get crazy. Woman get crazy. She can't go. Ah, oh, but she just
Creature Show.
It worries me.
It's weird. We have this weird like when Jenny's in, we have this weird respect for her, but if it's COB, we don't have respect.
If we were birds, we'd be basically running off and getting twigs for a nest.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
You ready?